pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry while on others thou art calling. Do not pass me by.
That he passed by me.
Yeah.
When he was calling on other folks, I'm glad he didn't leave me stranded.
Amen.
I'm so glad he come by and picked on my heart a little bit, let me know I was lost and on my way to hell.
Hello.
But I'm glad he provided a way for me to get in, Brother Zach. Thank God tonight We'll just call on Him. He'll save us. And I preach that about the Lord. He'll not call on us without having a place for us to be with Him. Amen. Ain't God good? Ain't it good to be saved tonight? Hallelujah. I said it's good to be saved tonight. It's good to know Him and the free pardon of sin. Know I'm on my way to heaven. Hallelujah. It's good to know the Lord. Woo! There is a place somewhere below I've heard and read about. And they say that people, when they go, can never come back out. A place of torment for lost souls who turn the Lord away. And they say the fire burns all night because there is no day. Oh, but I've escaped that awful place when Jesus saved my soul. And not one hair upon my head will into that place go. No, I don't have to worry a sin. The Savior took my heart. Cause the only fire I'll ever feel, well, it's burning in my heart. Eternal life was given to me when I was born again. And the Lord applied His precious blood, and He cleansed me from all sin. He left a spark that satisfied my soul, deep desire, and a tiny flame that's burning now. It'll keep me from the fire. Yes, I've escaped that awful place when Jesus saved my soul. And not one hair upon my head will into that place go. Woo! I don't have to worry a sin. The Savior took my part. Oh, the only fire I'll ever feel, it's burning in my heart. Yeah, the only fire I'll ever feel, it's burning in my heart. Well, hallelujah. Ain't God good? Praise His good name tonight. Appreciate His love for me. Tempted and tried, we're often made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living about us, never molested.
Well, it's a blessing to be here tonight. Thank the Lord for that. It's already been done. Sweet presence of the Lord that's here tonight. And as the pastor has already said, we do ask humbly and sincerely for your prayers. Genesis chapter 18. Genesis chapter 18. We're in chapter 14 Monday and Tuesday night. I want to go to chapter 18 tonight. The Lord willing, be here a couple of nights in this chapter. We are talking about this man Abram or Abraham. In chapter 14, he was Abram, or called Abram. We tried to preach on Monday night, Abram the hero, and then last night, Abram the Hebrew. Look at this portion of Scripture tonight, Genesis chapter number 18, and preach on Abram the humble. Now, of course, the first night, Abram the hero, we looked at him as he came back from the slaughter of the kings, bringing back Sodom and the goods, as well as Lot and his family, and tried to realize that there he was confronted with a choice of taking the offer or the blessing of King Salem or King Sodom. And he's there a type of the person that has victory, but if you're not careful in the time of victory, or just after the time of victory, you can become a victim.
Yes, sir.
After overcoming, you can be overcome.
Yes, amen.
After triumphing, you can be tempted.
Yes, sir.
So we looked at that, how the Lord appeared to him there, and Abram the hero. Last night in Abram the Hebrew, we looked at him as a type of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Abram the Hebrew. For it does mean the one from the other side or across the water.
Amen.
Try to look at that tonight. And I want to look at him tonight in this passage, beginning here in Genesis chapter 18. Abraham, he's already called here. The thing changed that Brother Toby mentioned about took place in chapter number 17. And so let's look at chapter 18 tonight. Abraham, and of course here he's Abraham the humble. And he is a type of the sinner's salvation. Thinking this text right here and this event in his life is a type of how the sinner is saved by the grace of the Lord. I'm glad that the Lord does save old sinners tonight.
Amen.
This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation.
Amen.
That Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners.
Amen.
Then the apostle added this, of whom I am chief.
Amen.
He still felt like he was the chief of sinners.
Amen.
I don't think it's because that he was living the kind of life that he was living before the Damascus Road, but he understood how depraved and corrupt that man was. And I'm thankful tonight for the grace of our Lord.
Amen.
And His mercy tonight. Amen.
Yes.
Well, let's look at it. Genesis chapter 18. Let's read the first 8 verses of that chapter. And then would you pray for us and with us tonight and ask the Lord to help us. Genesis 18, verse 1. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plain of Mamre. And he said in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, 3 men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, bowed himself toward the ground, and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. No wonder the brother felt like singing that song. There's the verse right there. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. Now I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on. For therefore you come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hastened to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. Father, we thank you for the reading of the Scriptures. We thank you for preserving your word to this generation. We thank you for the portion you've directed our heart to. We thank you for the liberty to preach in the nights that have passed, Lord, on this dear man, Abram or Abraham. But here we are again tonight, Lord, facing a different congregation, and I have a leaky vessel, so I pray for fresh oil. I pray you'd fill us once again. I pray, Lord, that you'd let me loose out of myself for just a few moments. I pray that you'd immerse my mind, heart, and spirit in the Word of God and the will of God and the ways of God. I pray, dear Lord, I can have that unction and utterance that no man's able to preach without. I pray, Lord, you'd say through us now what you won't send. I pray, Lord, you'd preach through us the message that you won't proclaim. I pray our hearts would be receptive to it tonight. May the seed of the Word of God fall on good ground and bring forth fruit unto perfection. May sinners be awakened and brought to that place of repentance. May saints be revived, refreshed and renewed, strengthened and encouraged. And may the flock of God be fed tonight. And Lord, above everything that we be accomplished in any of our lives, may your name be glorified and magnified through, Lord, the preaching tonight. And Lord, what you do in, through, and for us, we'll thank you and praise you. I ask every bit of it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing while we read the Word of God and then prayed together. Abraham the humble, a type of the sinner's salvation. We find here that the Bible said, my friend, as Abraham sat in the tent door in the heat of the day, the Lord appeared unto him. Amen. May I say to you tonight, there'll never be any salvation to anybody until the Lord appears unto you. Amen. Man does not take the initiative in salvation. Amen. God takes the initiative tonight. Amen. Oh, hear me, friend. Not a one of us were looking for God. God came looking for us. Amen. Man, by his very nature, does not seek God. Man does not look for God. The Bible tells us there, Paul writing in the book of Romans, there is none that seeketh after God. Amen. My friend Adam was found running from God. Adam was found hiding among the trees in the midst of the garden. And Adam being the first man, my friend, and us sinned with him, and my friend, because we were in the loins of Adam when he sinned. A man by his very nature walks away from God. My friend runs from the Lord. The Bible said, all we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone has turned to his own way. And the Lord hath laid upon Christ the iniquity of us all. I say the essence of sin is your own way. Amen. Say, are you hearing me tonight? My friend, and the height of wickedness, oh, hear me, not to my friend to say these things are not wicked tonight, but the height of wickedness, my friend, is not the brothel tonight, my friend, nor the bar, but the height of wickedness is man, my friend, going about to establish his own righteousness and not submitting himself unto the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me tonight? I call religion and reformation is the height of the wickedness tonight. Are you hearing me? And it was my friend, a king who set about to establish his own righteousness, his own way, thank God, his own method, thank God, his own sacrifice for sin, my friend, that caused God, my friend, to have no pleasure, to not accept him, to reject him. Amen. And it's a very root problem, my friend, because God would not accept him, but did Abel sacrifice, my friend, to arise and murder and kill Abel. Anybody hear me tonight? Amen. Are you listening to me tonight? Thank God, religion is wicked to the very bone tonight. Amen. And you going about, my friend, to establish your own righteousness, thank God, outside of my friend of trusting of the Lord Jesus Christ as your only and all sufficient Savior, thank God, that is wrong tonight. Amen.
baptized, by the way. We do not trust a promise for salvation tonight, nor a prayer. Amen. Listen to me tonight. Nor a practice. We trust a person. Are y'all hearing me tonight? We don't even trust this Bible as our salvation tonight. Hallelujah. We trust who this Bible reveals. Amen. And that's the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God you can have this Word. You can have 500 Bibles in your house. You can put one under your arm, both arms, every time you walk out of the house. You can memorize it up from Genesis to Revelation, backwards and forwards. Are y'all hearing me tonight? But until you know the author of this book, until you know who of this book reveals, you do not have salvation. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. Are you hearing me, friend? Thank God these things are written that you may know that He is the Son of God, that you might understand that it's Him and Him alone that saves you. You can't even save yourself. All you can do is lay at His feet. Thank God, by being in humility, begging for mercy and asking Him, thank God, and trusting Him and relying on Him to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. But the Lord appeared. Thank God. Unto him. Well, there was other appearances unto Abraham, but not in this fashion. For when he looked out of his tent door, lo, there were three men. Amen. The Bible said the Lord appeared to him. But yet, thank God, it was three. I touched on it last night. Thank God, in the plan and purpose of redemption, thank God, there is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Are y'all hearing me? Bless his name. Amen. Thank God. Bless his name. I didn't preach on it last night. I don't want to. I guess I shouldn't even start down that road tonight. But there will be a day all things are put under his feet. Thank God. Yet not all things. We don't see them all yet. But it is accepted. Thank God. Or expected that all things are under his feet. Then there will come the day. Thank God. When all things are subdued unto him. That he will give the kingdom to the Father. And take his rightful place with his bride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me tonight? Hey God. Are you listening? Hey God, he came or appeared unto Abraham in a special way. Are you hearing me tonight? Thank God. Hallelujah. Christ appeared once in the end of the world, and by the sacrifice of himself, he purchased, thank God, salvation for Adam's fallen race. Are you hearing me tonight? At the end of your personal salvation, he will come to you, and he'll come where you're at. He came to Abraham in the plains of Mamre. As he sat at the tent door, a God will come to you in the person of the Holy Ghost. And when he arrives, you'll know it's him. You'll understand that it's a heavenly vision. Thank God. Amen. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. The Lord appeared to him in the plains of Mamre. I'm so glad when we couldn't get to where he was, he came to where we is at. I'm glad, thank God, as the Son of God, the Savior of the world, he came to this world. But I'm glad, thank God, that he didn't stop there. But sends the Holy Ghost to reprove the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. And without that reproof and that conviction, oh, hear me, and that Roy spirit, without that time, might be an awakening, our understanding that the Spirit of God will give to an individual, you will forever be lost.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Are you listening to the preacher?
Amen.
Amen. So here, the Lord appears to him.
Has the Lord ever appeared to you? Have you heard the testimonies tonight? I think that's evident, don't you? Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God. Oh, I'm glad that he came. Here's Abraham sitting in the tent door. And the Bible said when he saw them, thank God, this is the first thing, thank God, about salvation on the sinner's part are, thank God, oh, here is his submission. Amen.
Amen.
Here is his submission. Thank the Lord. The Bible said he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. Anybody hear me? That is submission. Amen. Now, we could say tonight, and it would be right, that Abraham is sitting at the tent door in the heat of the day so he can cool off. My God, that arid region, my friend, was no doubt hot, and to sit in the tent door, my friend, outside where you might sleep, my friend, my friend, with some type of covering, running outside, but a breeze, I'm able to blow through. That's where he's sitting. And he's not. And you could say he's sitting there to be cool, but he's also sitting there because he is guarding and he is protecting what's on the inside of the tent.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And beyond his herd and beyond his flocks, those valuable things, those things that he counts as riches and treasure are in his tent. Amen. And here in the plains of Mamre, thank God, he's close enough, thank God, to the way that the travelers come, that somebody could pass by and come to his tent. Thank God, wanting refreshment, wanting directions, wanting to rob him. And so he sits in the tent door to look after what is on the inside.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What's on the inside is what he has amassed all his life, what he has strove and worked for and labored for, what his dreams and hopes and plans are wrapped up in. It's his future. Amen. But when the Lord appears, woo, he leaves it all behind. He runs from the tent door. He doesn't sit there any longer. He said, I see there's something better than what I've laid up. There's something better than what I have trusted in and what I've relied on. And I leave all that behind. I got to come to you. And that's what every sinner must do. When the call comes and the Spirit draws, when the Lord speaks, they'll have to leave behind their dreams, hopes, and plans. They'll have to leave behind, I God, what they value most, and say, you are more valuable than what's behind here, what's in my tent. I God, we're back to where we was the other night. Take the whole world, but give me Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, he leaves it all. He doesn't leave it for nobody else or nothing else. When the Lord appears, he says goodbye.
Amen.
We all understand.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Not only does he leave that behind, but the Bible said he bows himself to the ground.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Bows himself to the ground. Hallelujah. In a humble fashion, here's humility. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Thank God. Here he is, recognizing that the Lord is Lord.
Amen.
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 Right. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Bless his name.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. And there is no salvation apart from him being Lord.
Amen.
Not any.
Amen.
It's not possible. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Now to tell the sinner, oh, thank God it's okay to make him Savior tonight. Amen. Or receive him as Christ tonight. Our Savior tonight, and make him Lord somewhere down the road.
Yes, sir.
Amen. To tell a sinner that, amen, would be the same thing
right.
as to tell a married couple as they stand before you. Now, Sam, amen, I want you to make these marriage vows to Sally, but if you ain't ready to quit going around everybody else, that's all right. Just make your vows today. And whenever you decide that you don't want to court nobody else or date nobody else, I'll be with nobody else. Sally be right here. Thank God she'll still be waiting on you. I've just become her husband and her wife. Now, Sam, I just go ahead and make the vows. Thank God, and promise. Thank God that you are going to be a wife out of Sam. But if you want anybody else, it's just as well and just as good. And when you decide, thank God, that you don't want nobody else, and he's the only one, then that day will be a good day. But go ahead and make the vows today. What married couple, thank God, would take each other on that, and what so called, hey God, a minister, I would make that offering. And I'm telling you tonight, you cannot be saved until you're willing how to submit to his lordship.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody said, make him Lord of your life. You can't make him Lord. He's already Lord. You just bow to his lordship. You just submit and surrender to him. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. To this end, Christ both died and revived that he might be Lord, both of the dead and the living. He's Lord tonight. Whether you ever recognize it on this side of eternity, thank God, he's Lord tonight. Thank God, and everybody someday will bow to his lordship, either on this side and get the benefit, thank God, of the atonement and of the cross, or on the other side, unto the glory of God, of the Father, forever he shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he's Lord. Get out of the driver's seat tonight. Thank God, turn loose of the steering wheel. Thank God, let go of the stern tonight, and let him take over that submission tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only is there here his submission, but here is his sanctification.
Amen.
Verse number 4. I'm sorry, yes, it is verse number 4. Well, let me look at verse 3. The brother sung the verse right, the song right. Hallelujah. And notice what Abram said when he bowed to the ground. He said, pass not away from thy servant.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Lord, yes.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I can't remember. But I do know there were times when he dealt with me gently and nudged me and drawed me. But I said, leave me alone. Pass away from me. Don't bother me. Let me alone where I'm at. Let me continue like I'm going. Hallelujah. But I'm glad tonight I got to the point that I no longer said, go on by, pass on by. But I said, stay here, Lord. Pass not away from thy servant. Hallelujah. Hey, thank God. Hang around since you appeared to me, since you come by. Don't leave now. Thank God. Stay here.
Yes.
Has me not, O jealousy.
Yes.
Hear my humble cry.
Yes.
Pass not away.
Amen.
I've told it before. Let me say just a word here.
Tell it, preacher.
Our mutual preacher friend, Brother Shaver, and I never forget his testimony. Of course, one reason it's so real to me is because I happened to be in the service the morning his wife got saved, 1975, I was a 15-year-old boy.
and preached in that service, and his wife got saved. And I remember that. I remember that morning, that Sunday morning. And she went to, she of course she went home after service, but she didn't tell him all day Sunday that she got saved. He's rough, buddy, I'm telling you. Oh, listen to me. Thank God, bootlegger, moonshiner, had a steal down the hall behind the church. Amen. Oh, you listen to me, Brother Fox used to look at you. Amen. Brother Slappy used to say hi to you. I mean, that was just him and his brother both. Oh, my. And so when they laid down that night, she said, I got something to tell you. I got saved at the meeting house this morning. And he said, I said to myself, oh no, this house ain't big enough for me and God. Amen. And out of his own mouth, he said there were times after that God began to deal with him. And he'd say, leave me alone. I don't want no part of you. And I don't want no part of church or salvation. I just don't want it. But I sure am glad that he kept coming by until one day, thank God, he said, pass me not. Hallelujah. And the Lord saved him down in the living room, a floor of his living room. And he went to the bootlegger, knocked on the door, and he pulled a little window open. Said, can I help you? He said, no, but I can help you. I just got what you need. I just got saved by the grace of God. I'm telling you, there is a submission, thank God, upon our part.
Amen. When we are saved.
Amen.
A surrender.
Amen.
A folding of ourself up and handing ourself to God and saying whatever, whenever, whoever, thank God, live or die, sink or swim, heaven or hell, are yours.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody listening?
Amen.
Woo! And not only is there that time you say, pass not away, but then there's that time, thank God, of sanctification. Verse number 4, he said, let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree.
Yeah.
Sanctification.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh my, you do know tonight there is positional sanctification and practical sanctification.
Amen.
Now Baptists have, in the last 25 years, have focused in and focused on positional sanctification, but they quit preaching practical sanctification.
Yeah, right.
And they only didn't quit preaching it, they quit practicing it.
Right.
Right. Amen.
Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
Hey, are y'all hearing me? Amen. And the independent movement come out of the Southern Baptist movement, thank God, and now they've done more and worse, thank God, and live more hellish, thank God, and have less standard than that crowd. Oh, y'all hear me? Oh, God, help us tonight. Amen.
Amen.
God help. Amen. Oh, hear me. They got mad at the Southern Baptist Church. I want them to have keep up with nickels and noses. And they turned around and done something far worse than they ever did.
Amen.
Anybody hear me tonight? God help us.
Amen.
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 Sanctification. Hey God, I want to say this. Abraham, hey God, was set apart. That's what the word means. To be sanctified, set apart. God in salvation sets apart the sinner unto himself.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That is positional sanctification. You become his. You belong to him. Hey God, he calls you out from the world, takes you out up from the world. Are y'all hearing me? Thank God, saves you from it, delivers you from it, changes you from it. Thank God, hallelujah. Thank God, I'll put his grace and his mercy, I'll put his love, I'll put the Spirit of God inside of you and send you back in unto that world and said you're in it, but you're not of it.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, but to be sanctified, to be justified, to be set apart, to be cleansed.
Amen.
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 Oh, Abraham said, let some water be fetched and wash your feet.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. and by their feet being washed, it got Abraham clean.
Amen. What about that?
He's been about listening. Now you think his sanctification depended on him washing his feet, but oh, in this case, positional sanctification was given by him washing their feet. Same principle in Luke chapter 7, when that known sinner, that woman came up to the house of Simon the Pharisee and stood behind Jesus and washed his feet with her tears. She never said one word. She never breathed nothing. My God. But when it was done, he said her sins, which are many, are forgiven her. She washed his feet, but she got clean.
Amen.
How does that happen? Because Abraham said to the Lord, if it hadn't been for me, if it wasn't on account of me, you'd have never had to come to the plains of Mamre, and you'd never had to walk the dusty trails, and your feet would have never got dirty. Are you hearing me? I thought, but because of me, I thought, you're here, and your feet have picked up the dust of this world, and I'm watching them, and I let you know I appreciate how the fact you come where I'm at. I thought, hallelujah. That you bore my sin, that you became sin for me, that I could become and be made of the righteousness of God in him. Lord, hear me tonight. When you be guilty at the cross, when you take your place as a guilty sinner, a hell deserving sinner, well, you'll admit your part in crucifying Christ. When you'll say, it is my sin that now is at the cross.
Amen.
Yes. Oh my.
Yes, that's right.
So, there's submission, there's sanctification.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And after that submission and sanctification, after that cleansing and washing, after that justification, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Then there comes service. Verse number 5.
Yes.
He said, I'll fetch a morsel of bread.
Yes, sir.
And comfort your hearts.
Yes. Amen.
And after that you shall pass on. For therefore are you come to your servant.
Amen. Yeah.
And they said, do as thou hast said.
Amen.
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 Oh, you can't serve until you're sanctified.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What about that?
Amen.
Amen.
Are you hearing me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Now, to serve without being saved is to have dead works.
Amen.
Oh, doesn't mean that you don't have works. They're just dead.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
They have no benefit, amen, to you or to God,
amen.
They may be profitable unto men, but they mean nothing, hallelujah, in your salvation, and they mean nothing to your account.
Amen. Amen.
Are you listening? Amen.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how many years ago it's been now. It's not the Pope we have now. It's the previous Pope. He'd not been in very long. I was holding revival in Athens, Tennessee. And somebody had interviewed him that week. And I heard a portion of the interview on the way up to a revival meeting that night on the radio. And they asked him what he had done down through the years and how he cleansed himself and all this and that and other. And he talked about my friend, laying down and allowing someone to scourge him or flog him numerous times.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'm going to tell you, that never impressed God one bit.
Amen. Amen.
It's not your march of faith. It's the march of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And you can't serve, you can't have good works until you can, thank God, become God. workmanship. Amen. For we are His workmanship. And God in Christ created unto good works that God has before ordained we should walk.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Are you listening?
Amen, brother. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he's ready to serve. Amen.
Amen.
Since he is submitted and now has been sanctified, he's ready to serve. Amen.
Amen.
Matter of fact, notice verse 6. And Abraham hastened into the tent.
Yes, sir.
He didn't delay about serving. He hurried to serve.
Amen.
Verse 7 said he hastened to dress that calf that he killed. Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
Notice something else. The Bible said in verse 7, and he ran unto the herd. Amen.
Amen.
Notice in verse number 2, he ran to meet the Lord when he appeared to him. Some of us have run to him for salvation, sanctification, but we're not running to serve. But if we run to him for salvation, we ought to run for him in service. We ought to make haste. Why are we delaying tonight?
Amen.
Why don't we do what he said?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Hey. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Not only is there submission and sanctification and service, but notice the sacrifice. He said, let me fetch a morsel of bread.
Right.
And comfort your hearts. They said, that sounds good to us. Bring us a morsel of bread.
Amen.
Right. He hastened to do it. He ran to do it. On his way over there, back to the tent, he said, they deserve more than bread. That's all he required. That's all he said I had to do. But I'd like to do a little more.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Are you just doing what's required?
Amen.
Or have you fell in love with Him so much and so appreciative of what He's done for you that you'd like to do a little extra?
Amen. Amen.
That you'd like to give a little more, go a little more, sacrifice, I got a little more. That's what He said. I'm not going to stop at a morsel of bread. Go ahead, Sarah. I got quickly up my feet and need and make those cakes a fine meal. But I'm going to go up to the herd and get a calf, and I'm going to get some milk and some butter, and I'm going to bring them back and say, hey, let me tell you one more time. Not just tell you, but let me prove to you. Let me show you. I sure am glad you come by your servant today. I sure am glad you appear today.
Yeah, I know you don't have this problem in Georgia. Thank God you don't. We've had this problem in Alabama for a long time. Majority of folks in Alabama come to Sunday meeting at 11 o'clock and they watch their watch so they can leave the 12. And if 15's getting saved and the house is a shouting and the preacher's preaching and our cows in the backyard, when it gets 12, it don't matter what's going on. They have done their duty. They have fulfilled their sacrifice. Are y'all hearing me? I want to tell you tonight, we ought to give to God not just what's required, not just what He said, but we ought to give a little more and go a little more.
Amen. Amen.
And we will. We will sacrifice if we appreciate.
Yes. Amen.
Two more things. I'm through tonight. Here's the submission and the sanctification. Now comes the service. Here's the sacrifice. Notice His standing. Verse number 8. And He took the butter, the milk, the calf which He dressed, this is Abraham, and set it before them and stood by them under the tree.
Verse 1, he's sitting in the tent door. But verse 8, he's standing under the tent.
Hallelujah.
He's in fellowship.
Amen.
Oh, I want to tell you the only way you can stand in a right relationship and a right fellowship with God is under the tree.
Amen.
The cross. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby I was crucified unto the world and the world crucified unto me.
Amen.
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 At the cross where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away that was there by faith, I received my sight and now I'm happy all
the time. Amen.
You can only stand before the Lord, stand with the Lord, amen, in a right relationship and fellowship when you're under the tree, when you're at the cross and the drippings of Calvary. Wash your sin away. Outside of that, you're an end of the cross. There is no attention.
Amen.
But at the cross, there is peace.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen. Thank God.
Lastly, there is this satisfaction. He stood by the humble tree, and they did eat.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, I like this.
Amen.
Amen.
Now you might say, the free men eat, the Lord. Oh my. I got a feeling. One of the eating said, Abraham.
Yeah.
Said,
yes, sir.
He
yes, sir.
Take some.
Yes,
sir. Amen. Because what he said in Revelation 3:20, instead of the door knocking, if then I hear the voice of the door, I come in and shut the gate. And he would be
the
door.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, yes, he does.
Yes.
And I say to you there, Abraham found satisfaction.
Yeah. Amen.
Found I knew that song and I could sing, and I don't know it and can't sing. Just a little portion of it. Satisfied. Oh, with Jesus, I am satisfied.
Hey, man.
As a matter of fact, standing under the tree and God in communion and fellowship with Him is the only thing. I'm satisfied. The soul of a man.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Nothing else.
Hey, man.
Real satisfied.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
One last thing, and three. When he brought the water, he said, wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree.
Amen.
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 Oh, when God, the sovereign, finished his work in 6 days, on the seventh day, he rested.
Amen.
Not because he was tired, but because he was tired.
Right.
He was
finished. Amen.
And when Christ cried on the cross, it is finished. He rested under the truth.
Amen.
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 You're right.
He doesn't have to live that life again. He born to the virgin again. He doesn't have to suffer again. He doesn't have to shed his blood again.
That's right.
He finished the work.
Amen.
Therefore he rested.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
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 Oh, hallelujah. And we're rested in His righteousness.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, my.
Thank you, God.
Oh, we're trusting His finished work. No, we're trusting Him.
Amen.
And by trusting Him, we get the finished work.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Some folks are trusting the finished work.
Amen.
Some people trust in the Word.
Amen.
Amen. Trust in Him.
Yes.
And we trust Him and give our life to Him and surrender to Him and let go of Him for all that He has done.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You get all the promises.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey. Yes, sir.
your soul, your heart right with God? Have you submitted? Have you been sanctified? Are you serving? Are you sacrificing? Are you standing under the truth?
Amen.
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 Are you satisfied? Hallelujah. With your fellowship and relationship with the Lord. Are you not looking for anything else? Oh, said go on the well. You keep drinking this water, you're going to thirst again. You'll drink that water out of you. You'll never thirst again.
Amen.
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 Oh, you keep coming for the world with you, the bread and wine. Oh, you won't hunger or thirst again.
Amen.
The thirst and the appetite.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Let's all stand if you need to pray tonight. Please stand. Is it well with your soul? Is your heart right with God? Do you need to be saved tonight, or do you need to get right with God? It's whatever we need tonight, you come. Since you're going to come tonight, play, sing, whatever she chooses to do, whichever one or both. But as she does tonight, you need to use this altar. You're welcome to come down.
Amen.
Submit yourself.
Amen.
Run to
him.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
And bow to the ground.
Yes.
And let him do for you what you cannot do.
Oh, my goodness. Amen.
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 Oh, God, take it tonight. Amen. And you run to him for salvation. And then sanctified, you run to him for service.